Family Safety Awareness Day is coming to Morgan County Fairgrounds tomorrow to give West Central Illinoisans some tips and information on farm safety on and off the road. Steve Cantrell, who was given the Agriculture Education Advocacy Award from the Illinois Leadership Council for Agricultural Education, explains why this event is being held in Morgan County.
This came together because it's time of year to be aware of the roads and on and off road usage and accidents, and try to cut down the number of incidents we have and want to make everybody aware. So we got together with several people, the Farm Bureau, Elmo, Brandt, Syngenta, and FS, and we are trying to promote farm safety awareness.
Those in attendance will learn how to protect themselves and others, what the circle of safety is, what to do in an accident or emergency, and much more. Jennifer Walters, the FFA agriculture educator of 63 schools in West Central Illinois District 3, is excited to be part of this year's event because the FFA chapters in the area are extremely strong.
The programs here in West Central Illinois continue to grow this year. You know, we're just getting back to school. It's exciting for me to be doing chapter visits, going to the schools, seeing what's going on in the programs and what they're able to do. In this area, we're doing officer visits from the state FFA officers out of Springfield. They're coming around this fall to visit all of the programs. Our schools are doing a lot of community service activities. You'll see that more and more now, representing agriculture and the FFA.
Cantrell noted the event is a great networking source for anyone looking for jobs in the agricultural field. Everyone is welcome to attend the event, which will also feature a petting zoo from the North Green FFA. The event runs from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m.
There comes a time in your life when you want to be pampered. If you're a senior 65 or over, regardless of income, visit your friends at Knollwood Retirement Village and experience the Knollwood difference. Knollwood offers amenities at no extra charge, such as a moving allowance, 24-hour nursing, and security monitoring. 3 buffet meals, personalized laundry service, weekly housekeeping, cable and Wi-Fi, plus medical reminders. Call 245-5101. Experience the Knollwood difference today.
Jacksonville police made one arrest this afternoon. A 16-year-old girl was arrested in the 300 block of West Court at around 1:45. The girl has been released into the custody of her parents. One Greene County school district is making it a little easier to communicate with parents and their students with a new app unveiled this week. North Greene Superintendent Les Stevens says the free app, simply called North Greene Unit District 3, can be downloaded on Google Play or the Apple App Store. The app has school district news, including a sports section and a tip line. The tip line, which has categories including bullying, drugs and alcohol, and fighting incidents, is the main reason why Steven says he wanted the school district to have this app.
Bullying messages go to the principals and automatically, you know, they see them, and then some of the other things, you know, go straight to me. But we've got it set up so that those notices, those tips, go to the people that need to know firsthand. And so that tip line is a very important, you know, with the bullying that all schools are seeming to experience with the use of social media and so forth.
The tip line will ask you to specify if the incident happened at the high school or grade school. Stephen stresses that the app doesn't replace the school's messenger system or website for getting information out, but rather acts as a supplement.
We just think this will be an additional manner in which we can communicate with our stakeholders that is a little more mobile than their computer or laptop or even, you know, their iPad. Thinking that parents are going to like this because of its mobile nature. If they need to check up on, you know, the date of a football game or the date of a meeting that's coming up, open houses and so forth, or just look at pictures of the kids, you know, in football practice, and I haven't seen any volleyball pictures, but they could be up there as well if someone puts them on.
The app is powered by Parlant Technology. Steven says it's funded through Title I funding. Governor Quinn has signed a bill designed to make sure that people can call 911 from any phone. The bill's sponsor, State Senator Jennifer Bernito Tarrant of Shorewood, says it was prompted by a tragedy last year in Texas when a little girl couldn't summon help from her mother because their hotel room phone required callers to dial 9 first. The bill takes effect next July and will mean newly installed or upgraded phone systems will have to allow 911 to be called directly with a pre-dial code number. The state of Illinois' concealed carry permit passes muster with 22 other states. The Northwest Herald in Crystal Lake says the state's permit is recognized by states surrounding Illinois, as well as most of the Midwest and parts of the West and the Southwest. Illinois, though, does not have reciprocity with any other states, meaning concealed carry permits granted elsewhere are not valid in Illinois. And it's not often you see the words peanut butter in the police blotter, but last night was an exception in Jacksonville. Jacksonville police reports indicate someone reported smeared peanut butter on a vehicle in the 500 block of Jordan at around 8:45. The peanut butter bandit struck again, smearing it on a car in the 500 block of North Fayette 45 minutes later, and then on another vehicle in the 500 block of Reed Street at around 11:15 p.m. No word if the peanut butter was crunchy or smooth.
Williamson and Erisman Hires Funeral Homes offer burial and cremation services to families in the community. They have a full staff of caring professionals surrounded by beautiful facilities and all at an affordable cost. Williamson and Erisman Hires Funeral Homes, proudly serving communities in West Central Illinois.
We now have the following death and funeral announcements to bring to your attention this afternoon. John A. Burby, age 59 of Root House, died Sunday. John A. Burby. Graveside services will be held at 2 p.m. Tuesday at Fernwood Cemetery in Root House. The Dawes Family Funeral Home in Root House was entrusted with the services. Reverend Dr. E. Ambrose Stump, age 79 of Jacksonville, died Thursday at his home with his family. Reverend Dr. E. Ambrose Stump. The family will conduct a memorial communion service at 10:30 a.m. on Thursday at the Frederick Christian Church in Frederick. The family will host an informal time of remembrance and fellowship from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. on Thursday in the Fellowship Hall of the Central Christian Church in Jacksonville.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 a.m. or 107.1 FM.